Welcome back, sweet souls and cocoa confessors. This is the Mixed Monks podcast, where truffle truths are told and chocolate choices reveal the soul. I'm Brother Horatio, your exuberant friar of flavor and enthusiastic eater of entire sample trays.
And I'm Brother Hugo, keeper of balance, palate philosopher, and reluctant therapist to Horatio's stomach. Today, what your chocolate says about you. Because if the tongue speaks truth, then surely cocoa shouts it.
Ah, the milk chocolate lover, gentle, nostalgic, a soul who believes the world can still be sweet. They probably still have a favorite childhood cereal.
And they fear bitterness, in chocolate and in life. Comfort seekers, cozy blanket types. If offered tea, they ask for extra sugar.
And if offered coffee, they cry.
Now the dark chocolate devotee, a serious creature. They nod solemnly at 70% cacao. They read ingredient lists like scripture.
They're the ones at parties saying, actually it's polyphenols. You know who you are.
Ambitious, maybe a little intense. The sort who schedules vacations around museum hours.
And secretly proud their chocolate tastes like homework. Now white chocolate? Those are the wild cards. Playful, unpredictable. The folks who color outside the lines and order dessert before dinner.
Or rule breakers. Purists will say it's not real chocolate. And they respond, neither are my life choices.
They bring sprinkles to a funeral.
Then there are the flavor adventurers. Raspberry, chili, sea salt, horchata. These are experience collectors.
Yes, they backpack through Europe, buy three types of hummus, and keep novelty socks in every drawer.
They confuse menus by ordering the strangest option, then insist you just have to try it.
And we always do. And we never regret it.
So, whether you seek comfort, intensity, rebellion, or adventure, your chocolate reveals your creed.
So next time someone hands you a truffle, remember, it's not just a treat, it's a personality test with sprinkles.
Mixed Monk, taste the adventure.